Today, let's talk about the effects of music on babies. There's the theory about the so-called Mozart effect, which refers to the supposed increased performance of babies after listening to Mozart. But the claims made in the book have been challenged and disproved by a number of other studies. Let me tell you about them. First, let's talk about a study often referred to that supports the Mozart effect, where the participants took three different tests. While the test takers were completing the test, they listened to either Mozart, relaxation music, or nothing at all. Well, what is often left out is that the test takers in the study were not babies at all. They were college students, which explains why they were able to take the tests in the first place, right? Anyway, even if we decide to overlook the fact that we're talking about college students, the effects mentioned in the study were also not long-lasting. The extra 9 points that were added to their IQs after listening to Mozart went away after about 15 minutes. Another claim made is that listening to Mozart makes children more creative. It even says that if you play Mozart for babies before they are born, they will be born more creative than babies who did not listen to Mozart. But there is no actual scientific proof of any of this. Since the theory of the Mozart effect became popular, claims like this have been made over and over again, mostly to help sell expecting parents CDs of classical music. But until some proof is reported, we have to consider such claims as nothing more than marketing tools.